Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The one position that does not get the spotlight is the line. Offense and defensive linemen, they're kind of tag-alongs on these events. Hey, yeah, well, they're having a little event. Well, Charles Fishbein of Elite Scouting Services changing that a little bit. He'll have two events coming up on the 16th at a university school in Fort Lauderdale, and then on the 17th at Kaiser University for you guys up in Palm Beach County. It's all designed for offensive and defensive linemen. They're going to film, they're going to evaluate, they're going to put it out, and he joins us this morning. Charles, thanks so much, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about this. Is an event that I know a lot of big men are embracing you today.
Yeah, and it definitely. I'm very excited about the couple events we have coming up and stuff.
You've been around this for a while, and you're the guy that leaves and say, you know, the offensive and defensive linemen don't get any play at all. They don't get the film that these guys get. Was that one of the reasons behind this? Because you figured that, you know, because you do this, you have a lot of clients that ask you about linemen, and yeah, you could tell them, but here you get an opportunity to put them on film at a time where they're getting into really good shape, so they're going to have an opportunity to look good. They're going to get the chance to see their footwork, their strength. Talk about that and how this was designed.
I mean, yeah, just even 2 weeks ago, I got a call from a D3 school still looking for defensive tackles. So even this far into the summer, after 6 months earlier than having signing day, you know, big men, both offensive and defensive line, are still a priority for a lot of these coaches. A kid goes down in spring football, a spot opens up, and there's so few quality linemen that their value is actually greater than some skill kids.
But that's what I'm saying, because you're like at the epicenter, because you're into the recruiting, you're trying to get the kids placed. So you see this, you saw, and I know you and I talked about this. We've seen this for years and years, where they'll have a 7-on-7. And, oh, by the way, bring your lineman. They're kind of an afterthought. They have the kids get done early. They're often at the 7-on-7s eating, and not really being productive. Now you made this all about them. I mean, there's no quarterbacks, there's no receivers. It's just about offensive and defensive linemen with great instruction. The video, talk about the video and how that works as well.
Yeah, there's so little video of these linemen. A lot of them, their only video they have is maybe during the season, but there's not a lot of footage like you have 7-on-7 events out there now. You have combines. So many people videotape these other positions, and then you'll go to a camp and they'll have one rep of an offensive or defensive lineman. And these coaches, these college coaches, need to see more of that, because a lot of these guys, they can't get them on their campus. You know now that all the summer camps are now in January, so right. These high school coaches need to be selective to which camps. So a lot of coaches aren't going to get that opportunity to watch these guys, because kids may go, well, you know what, I'm not going to go to this camp over here. And those coaches don't get the opportunity to see some of those second and third tier kids that think they're a Miami, a Florida State kid. That's the problem, too, is a lot of these kids think they have a greater value than they really do, yeah. And they lose out on opportunities of other schools that are lower Division I, NCAAs that are still willing to pay for their college, and by the time they go through the process, it's too late. So this will give them – we're going to give them an opportunity to get exposure earlier, and hopefully more schools will – take a look at them.
Yep, no doubt. Charles Fishbein, Elite Scouting Services, joins us. Another thing is for those of you listening, Charles has an opportunity to talk to all these college coaches during the spring, throughout the entire year, to talk about these different positions. And I know that you're on the sidelines a lot with these guys and at practices, so you pretty much have the pulse. You talk to some of the offensive line coaches, because they come down here to recruit as well. Is that one of the factors in this as well, because they don't get enough, because let's say they come from outside the area, so most of the film that's going to be from this area are going to be on skill kids. I mean, we're not going to kid ourselves. So this opportunity for them, you're going to film them doing their drills, the one-on-ones, the different situations, just so, I mean, obviously for those of you at home, this is not going to be the determining factor. But if you're a college coach, you have the eye for what a kid could do from an athletic standpoint. So it's just like 7-on-7. Yeah, it's not going to get you a scholarship, but you could tell if a kid runs a pattern or if he has great hands or, you know, how he plays on the defensive side of the ball. So this is all what it's designed to give them an opportunity to say, hey, listen, I got to get more film during the season on these guys.
Yeah, there's no question. And it gives them an earlier look. A lot of times these guys come down during the spring, and there's a lot of offensive and defensive linemen that were either injured or they weren't in pads during the spring. So we're trying to create an opportunity for guys that maybe didn't get that exposure during the spring. These schools start to set up their recruiting board and kids get overlooked. Maybe somebody comes back around, watches this footage, and now gives a kid maybe that didn't get the opportunity during the spring to be exposed. Now, all of a sudden, this footage gives them an opportunity to get an offer that maybe wasn't there before.
You know, also, Charles, and we've been an area that has not promoted its offensive linemen. We haven't had those marquee guys, but all of a sudden you had mentioned, I think yesterday, about Evan Neal from Okeechobee, who's at IMG, and then Dante Lucas as well, who I believe committed to FSU from Miami High and Booker T, and now he's at IMG. Talk about those two guys, because those are products of this state. I mean, these aren't guys that IMG just took in from Indiana and all, these are guys that are products of this state. Are there more of those Evan Neals and Dante Lucas is on the
way? I mean, if they're all, no, those guys, I think Evan and Dante are, I mean, look, Dante started as a freshman at Booker T before going to Miami High, and then now he's at IMG, and you see him dominating. And you look at Evan Neal, I remember the first time walking over at Okeechobee High School, and he's out there playing soccer. And you're thinking about a guy that's 6'7", 300 pounds, running around a soccer field, kicking the ball and this and that, and you see his agility, and you now see what he's been doing at these camps. So it's not surprising. I think those guys are the rare exceptions. But you look, last week we had there was a kid from Somerset that played, I think, in like two games. He's now got the opportunity. He got a scholarship offer through us last week that wasn't there earlier this spring from just two games. The coaches at that school respected our opinion, and all of a sudden now he's got an opportunity to continue his college career. So,
talk about the events. The first one will be on the 16th, Monday the 16th at University School. Talk about the everything that's going to go on, the price structure and all that.
Yeah, we're going to have two sessions at each camp, one from 9 to 1:30, 9 to 11:30, and then there's going to be about an hour break, and then 1 to 3:30. Both sessions are going to get filmed. All the footage is going to go out to college coaches from across the country. The head coaches of each high school that brings their kids, they're going to get footage of their kids so they could also send it out. And then we're going to also have one at Kaiser College. The camp itself is $30 a session. If they go to two sessions, the price comes down to $50. And then basically there's also group rates of three to five kids, and then upwards of 10. In a group, we also give discounts for that as well.
Now, give the website, the contact, just so everybody's listening. If they don't remember, you could re-listen to this podcast later and get it.
Yeah, they could go to www.elitescoutingservices.com. At the top of the page, it's going to say Big Man Camp. Click on that, and you can register. And they'll be able to pay with a credit card.
Good stuff. I know it's going to be exciting. We'll have a recap on our SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. Charles will get us some video as well. Some of the top competitors will slap that up on the website as well. So exciting event that happens. We don't have many of them. If you're a lineman out there, certainly from the Keys, if you want to come up for the university one, all the way to the Treasure Coast.
I've already promoted it all the way through Palm Beach, down to Fort Myers, Sarasota, even the Space Coast area, all the way through Palm Beach, Dade, and Broward. So I feel like we'll have a very good turnout.
Good stuff. Charles, I appreciate it as always. We'll see you soon, and we're excited about the event.
Have a great day, Larry.
You too, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.